The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 565.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap-Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's an emergency department nurse, and she's also the podcast host and blogger of Rhesus Nurse. And I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Yunsi Dursa. Yunsi, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thanks for having me on. My name is Yunsi Dursa. I'm a registered nurse, and I work in a pretty busy urban emergency department in New York City. And I also launched a podcast and blog a year ago called Rhesus Nurse. And my focus for that is to offer free nursing education for the critically ill, very sick patients that come into our emergency departments. There's a little bit of a lack of that education available out there. So having guests on my show to further educate nurses and things that I've learned along the way, I think will help improve patient safety and patient care.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Yunsi, what's your cultural background?
So I'm Asian American. I am half Chinese and half Korean, born in the United States.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So I don't really have a favorite quote or mantra, but I really like, there's this traditional Japanese aesthetic, wabi-sabi. So it has so many meanings and interpretations, I think, over time, that it seems to have a life of its own. Wikipedia's definition is worldview centered on the acceptance of transience and imperfection. I like the definition of flawed beauty. So as an Asian, there is this desire to achieve perfection and in so many aspects of our lives, especially women. But then, you know, you think about it, and what is perfection? So it's actually an abstract thought. And what one person or one day you may consider something is perfect, it may change the next day, or somebody else's view of what is perfect is different. So what I found is, for me, it's really about finding the beauty in imperfections. And that's really what makes each of us unique and special. And I think that's generally what people gravitate towards, is someone's uniqueness, and that's really what helps us stand out a little bit and achieve our goals. You know, this has been a long and ongoing process for myself. We're talking about self-confidence, and I've learned to accept myself, whatever present moment I'm in, and then also to accept others in whatever present moment that they are in. Because, you know, we may have done things that we didn't like in the past, or that we did like, we wish to go back, or, you know, we're striving for something in the future. But at the end of the day, you can really only live in the present. So, you know, this definitely affects a lot of different things, like money, career, our waistlines, our happiness, our love, relationships, that kind of thing. So I think this is one of those things that, you know, really life is a journey, and somehow it works itself out.
Thanks for sharing that. And what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
So I think before the discovery of self-confidence, I felt like I was constantly anxious and stressed, even though I thought I wasn't. I always felt like I was not good enough, and somehow I was always comparing myself to somebody else. And, you know, that person who I'm comparing to may had a totally different life from me, or are on a completely different track in life. And so really I was comparing apples and oranges, and I wasn't really being fair to myself. So you know, in terms of career-wise, I always thought that self-confidence was something like, okay, I'm going to fake it till I make it. But, you know, at some point you learn a bunch of skill sets and you do really well. And then For me, I would achieve that goal and I feel like I've made it. And then unfortunately, I would develop imposter syndrome. So I would doubt myself. I'm doing well and everyone else seems to be thinking I'm doing a great job. But then with imposter syndrome, I really doubted myself and I had this fear, you know, that maybe I'm a fraud or that somebody's going to find out I'm a fraud. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's not like, you know, you end up achieving what it is that you went for and then you just own it. So now I think that I just kind of go for things, even if I feel like I'm not 100% sure that I can do something, but I have a pretty good high percentage that, yeah, I can do this. And I just need a little bit of time to figure it out. And I go for it. And it doesn't have to be perfect. And sometimes things don't work out. Sometimes it does. And, you know, you have nothing to lose but to go for it. And so that's where I'm at right now.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized you were more than enough to, you know, be like the confident woman that you are, especially, you know, creating a podcast and having your own blog about, you know, what you're doing? What was that aha moment?
Yeah, so I've had a few aha moments in my life, and I think that there'll be more. But I think a lot of it has to do with, so especially with the podcast. So I started this podcast a year ago, but I spent about 9 months in development prior to launching it. So I was concerned because I said, you know, who am I? I'm one emergency nurse. And the only reason why I know this stuff is because so many other amazing nurses took the time to teach me. And I was able to learn these critical care techniques that aren't done in every single emergency department, or maybe the emergency department you're in, just you don't get these cases on a regular basis. So I spoke to several people and they really encouraged me to do it. And for 3 years, I thought someone else, someone smarter is going to do this, but no one ended up doing it. So finally, you know, I was just like, I'm going to go for it. And I had a lot of support, a lot of colleague support to do it. So I just did it and just to see what happened. And, you know, it's scary. I'm putting myself out there and I did have a bit of that imposter syndrome feeling of what if people think I'm a fraud, but I did my research. I'm doing the hard work behind it. And lately I've been getting some nice remarks back about how people are finding the podcast episodes helpful in their career and in providing patient care. So now it's about a year out after the initial launch, and I'm looking forward to producing more episodes just to help with that. You had asked, I tend to be the most critical person of myself. And at some point I realized that my opinion is valuable. And so because my opinion is valuable, then I can form an opinion and be okay with it. And other people will value my opinion.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all go through, especially when we start something new, right? You know, we feel like we're not good enough. We don't know as much. There's someone else out there who's doing it, but yet there's no one out there who's doing it, right? And then, you know, we second guess ourselves and overanalyze everything. Like when I first started this podcast, I had the same thing. You know, I thought it wasn't good enough. People are going to laugh at me. People are not going to like my voice. You know, things like that, right, that we all go through. But then, like you mentioned, you know, there's people out there who believe in you and who think you can do it and encourage you and lift you up to go out there and take action. And like what you did, you know, you took action on your podcast, and there's other nurses out there who value the work that you do and the time and effort that you've put. And now, you know, it's helped you and your confidence in the process as well. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I think that one tip that I would give is we are actually, as women, we are too hard on ourselves. And we're actually, I think, a little too hard on each other in terms of women to women and women. I think that we should be helping each other and just have to be kind. You should be kind to everyone you meet, everyone you know, you work with. And more importantly, you need to be kind to yourself.
Thanks for sharing that great tip. And yeah, I totally believe, you know, we have to start with ourselves or else like we won't be able to you know, have others treat us the way we want to be treated, right? It has to start from us so we know and realize the kind of love or kindness that we deserve. So thanks for sharing that great tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out your podcast, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, so my blog, and you can find me on iTunes, it's resusnurse.com, resusnurse.com. And my Twitter handles are at resusnurse and then at YUN_CEE. If you want to get me on Instagram, it's at longboardsurfgirl, and I'll give Sheena all the information.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Yunsi, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Yunsi's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talk about. And I'm really just grateful for Yunsi for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on to your show.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.